Mem Beis, by the two dots above the Mishnah. Mishri is en yard the sechsedayu. So the Mishnah says that he can't go into his field, but he can take the payers. So we're asked the question: Mishnah do'echol min anoitis? Why is he allowed to eat from the noitis? Because the payri defkera inun. Because the payers are hefter, so I'm not being the handler from that person because it's not his anymore. So the law is Aranami after the Torah made the field hefter, that the people are allowed to go into the field. Okay, Amraula ba'omdin ilonos ala gmulim. So this din that the Torah made the field hefter is the Torah said you're allowed to have the payers, and the Torah said you're allowed to have access to get the payers. But if the trees are accessible without going into the field, the Torah did not give the members of Klai Yisrael rishus to go into the field to take fruit, which they could get without going into the field. So the Torah was not mafker those payers. Said Chadami, if the trees would be in the middle of the field, and the only way you could get the fruit is by going into the field, the Torah was mafker the field vis-a-vis the right to get access. But in this situation where the trees are on the gvul, and there's no need, the Torah was not mafker the field. That's Ula. You're right that the person is allowed to go in, and he has rishus to go in, but his rishus, and it's hefker in that sense, that the Torah was took away the ownership of the Bialim to prevent people from coming in. And they're coming in based on the Din Torah that allows them to go in, get the fruit, to leave. If they stay too long, the Torah did not give them that right. And now they bring the henna, the mutter is being the henna from the madir in that situation, which would be also. So the outside going in, the person might stay. Zotar Ram, Aranami Rachman Afkare, Klamer. The Torah was mafker the fields, not totally. It still belongs to the Bialim. Someone else can't take the field. It means the Lakita Zaperis, the Torah allowed everybody access to get the Paris. So when the mutter is going into the field, he's not going into the field being the henna from the madir, because the Torah gave him this right. So he's getting this right from not from the madir, but from the Torah. You're right. To get to the trees in the middle of the field, the Torah gave him the right to go in. But to go into the field to collect fruits from the trees which are by the border of the field, the Torah did not give him any rights. The Torah only made it hefker for the purpose of allowing him to get to the fruits. These trees is able to get to without going in. So lo yerid, he can't go into the field for those trees. And if he would, that'd be called being the henna from the matter. So according to Ula, in a situation where he wants to go to a tree in the middle of the field, according to him, it should be mutter. Rishon Yaakov says, no, even such a tree is asur. Even to go to trees in the middle of the field, he can't go in. Even though Mikir didn't shim mutter, the ara rachmana afkar, the Torah was mafkar the ground, but mishum gzeira also, it's also because of gzeira. Okay. So that's his answer. Now the Rana asks a question. We had a similar discussion, or potential the similar discussion before in regards to being mevarker cholet. Over here we have gzeira, the person might stay too long. He said he can visit standing, he just can't visit sitting. because if he sits, he's going to stay too long. If he stands, he's not going to. They're over there, they weren't geyser. Why Dim Kane? Because if they would be geyser, Litzer, Levakra, Filo, Oymet, it ended up being also, even to, if it'd be, there'd be Xera of Amida, he couldn't go in at all. Okay, so, but we're not geyser over there, we're over here, we're geyser. It's a awesome amount of time in Mishum the Kivan, the Derech Mavakar, Leshev, over there, the normal visitor sits down. And you're saying, no, he may not sit down, but he has to stand. So then, that's a reminder, the fact that he's standing itself is a reminder, and therefore he won't stay too long. He has no hector. The only way you go into the field to collect, you stand. So we hear there's nothing to remind him that he can't stay too long. Therefore, there's a gzeirah shemin yishu that he might stay too long. Okay. Is that the Mishnah? So Shimon can't have anah from Reuven. Lo yashilenu, v'lo yishal mimenu. So we say that Reuven cannot lend to Shimon, but Shimon cannot Reuven cannot borrow from Shimon either. Lo yavenu, v'lo yilba mimenu. Reuven cannot lend money to Shimon. But Reuben cannot borrow from Shimon either. Reuben can't sell to him, and Reuben cannot buy from him. Okay, some more says, we'll see the round. That Bishtam and Lo Yavenu, in the case of he can't, that Reuben can't lend to Shimon, to Kamahanila, he's giving Shimon a loan. El Lo Yilba Mimenu, Haimenu, Maika Mahanila. But if Reuven is going to borrow from Shimon, how is Reuven benefiting Shimon by borrowing from him? So why is that usur? Okay. And even in the case of Reuven cannot borrow from Shimon, Reuven cannot buy from Shimon, so we can have scenarios where we said before that buying is considered a hanah. So Shimon is getting something from Reuven. Elo yishum hemenu, ma'akom ishani minei. So, but why can't Reuven borrow an item from him? Borrowing an item is a she'ela, borrowing money is a halvor. Okay, so what's the problem over there? So, Amar Bishu Rechidino, Kiganshinodra Hano Zemizet. They're both us in both directions. That's the case of the Mishnah. And the Ron's going to ask, so what's, I mean, obviously, so now they're both us in both directions, so of course they can't benefit each other. The case was like we assumed that Shimon can't have enough from Reuven, and Reuven can have enough from Shimon. So Shimon can't borrow an item from Reuven, and meeker than Reuven could borrow an item from Shimon. We're afraid of going to allow Reuven to borrow from Shimon. Shimon might borrow from Reuven, and that's the shot in all of the cases of the Mishnah. So the round on the Mishnah, Membeis, second to last line. Lo yashilenu mudr lamader. I'm sorry, I said it backwards. I said the Mishnah the other way around. Okay, the round learns lo yashilenu. The mudr cannot lend to the matter. Shimon cannot lend to Reuven. Shimon is the mother and Reuven is the matter. Shimon cannot lend to Reuven. The more fresh on the words can say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, Isha Mimeno, Mudr, me mother, and Shimon cannot borrow from Reuven. The whole Mesanim in it, because he's getting benefit from Reuven. Sheila Shach, the Mimir, the Hodr Be'ene. The phrase of Sheila applies to items which are given back intact. Kibahem of a Kalim. You give back the same item. You borrow money, but you don't give back that same money. You spend the money, you give back other money. So that's a halva. Okay. Run flips around the gears. I read the Mishnah based on the way we have it in the Gemara. The Ran flips it around. Okay. So lo yilva mimenu is lo yishu mimenu, lo yilva mimenu, and lo yikav mimenu. So the way the Ran learns that all those are cases in the mutter is getting from the matter. So he can't get a loan from the matter, he can't borrow something from the matter, and he can't buy from the matter. Klarmer, mudr mi matter. Komishani mi ne. You notice that's the gist, that's not the gist which we have in the Gemara. Right? Unless he's going on the. Take that back. He's going back on the second step stage of the Gemara. I don't know. I'm not sure. The Kamishanimine, Mishumachi Oster, Ella Lo Yashilenu, Below Yalvenu, Below Yimkaloi, My Kamishanimine. How is the mutter getting from the benefit from the matter if he lends to the matter and he sells to the matter and he lends, or, you know, whether it's money or it's an item? What's the issue? Okay. Nearly demashu lay the masis and the svina b'charifa. The more assume that we had, remember we had before in the third parak, the three types of sales. There are things which sell easily. It's called svina b'charifa. The svina b'charifa, the marker gets nothing out of the sale because he could easily sell to anybody. The purchaser who has difficulty getting it is getting the benefit. You have the opposite svina called romi alape. That the item is very difficult to sell, so the purchaser can get it wherever he wants. The merchant is getting the benefit of finally selling the thing. And then you have Zina Metzia, which is both parties are getting benefit from. So we're assuming the case over here, the Mishnah is the Zina Charifa, which the merchant gets no benefit from selling, but the purchaser the gets benefit. So if the mutter buys it from the matter, he's getting benefit from the matter by buying it. The reason why we're assuming that, because we could have easily learned the Mishnah at first glance. We could have easily learned the Mishnah. So, okay, Zina Rami Lapay, it's a sale which is not easy to sell, and there the purchaser is not getting anything out of it. The seller is getting the benefit. And then the question will be other around. So when the mutter is the purchaser, it should be mutter. Inami b'zina mitziyasa v'latik shalei midi b'mecher. Or we could say the case of Mishnah was an average sale, which both parties benefit, and that's why both sides are osur. So why is the more assumed the case of the purchasing is similar to is the case of zina harifa? Mishum the sirle the sphere of the chihechi the bahani iktoni mikamei ha. The case is mentioned earlier in the Mishnah. The hainu lo yashilenu below yalvenu lo mahani midi hachinami below yimkerloi lo mishani midi. So the one who's giving the loan is not getting a benefit. The one who's lending the item is not getting a benefit, and the one who's selling is not getting a benefit. So for the parallel case, it has to be a case of Zina Harifa. It's easy to sell anywhere, so he's benefiting by the fact that the person is willing to purchase it, but the purchaser is getting the benefit, and that's similar to the case of getting the loan or getting the item. That's why the more asked the question. Okay. The case is a mission that both parties are also from each other. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? If Reuben and Shimon are also from each other, they can't lend each other, they can't borrow from each other. Yeah, obviously. The point of the Mishnah was to go like Reb Eliezer, which we had at the beginning of the parak. So the Vita is Osir. So Vita means something which people normally are not makbid on. And therefore, there was the Chama held in that case that, say, going through somebody's field, not field, somebody's chotzer. Since nobody's makbid on it, it's not called you're benefiting from the person when you walk through his chotzer. That's a standard usage, even though it's his chotzer. So Rabbi Eliezer says, no, that's awesome. Even they're talking about borrowing such an item which nobody be makbid on borrowing, it's still going to be us. That's the chiddush of that's because of vitur. So the mother cannot borrow from the mother because he might lend to the mother. Now, Saran says that it's the last case of the Mishnah, the same thing. And the merch is not getting any benefit. So really, in the situation of where the mudder is the merch, it should be mutter. But we're going to answer when the mudder is the merch, the mudder is to sell, because he might come to buy from him. And Zina Harifa is called getting a benefit. Fine. Now, further on the kasha, we had a fair submission in the last parak that this case is mutter. Case of Zina Harifa, the mother, or there could be a case of a neuter, is allowed to sell because he's not getting any benefit. And now we're saying it's also because of Gzera. If the person says he's a neider and he says I'm not going to benefit from Jews, so malacha is that he can't benefit, so he has to pay extra when he buys. He has to sell under price. She sold nehenimli. If he's asking everybody from having benefit from him, so he has to oversell and he has to under, and so when he purchases, he has to underpay, and when he sells, he has to overcharge. Therefore, people will get benefit from him. Remina Lobis Sugyan to Liel, the Cholhecha, the Havizina Harifa, Shori Mudder, Limker Lamader, Logos Rina. So what we said in the Moreover there came out in the case of Zina Harifa, where the item is easy to sell, so the moicher is not getting any benefit, so in that situation he can sell it. In a case where he can't have benefit, he's not to sell it to the regular price. Shari Mudder Limker Lamader, so the mother who's selling it and can't have benefit is mutter to sell at regular price because it's not getting a benefit. Because it's a zvina harifa, which is easy to sell. So it's not called benefiting. So, but you're not goyzer that the mutter can't sell because he might come to buy. And here you're goyzer, the mutter can't sell because he might come to buy. Her custom should be the Ramban. Sal the Hossam Kiman the Mekulu Yisrael Nader. The case was he asked himself with all the Jews. Because you know law, we're not going to make a gzera over there. The gazrina no law, if you make the gzera, umatsrichino le lehonus lo the kechabim, so you'd have to go only have transaction with goyim. Trichle milsa, that's going to be a difficult setup. So he left it on the Ikar Adin. Bovad is only also one person. Much of the making of the milsa, it's something which is this gzeira is doable. Because we therefore make the gzeira. Okay. That's the Ramban's answer. Feather on Akasha. Well, I feel a bit mudder, Hanomi Chabera Bovad. I'm going to see a case where he's only also on one person, like we're saying over here, and we don't make the gzeira. It's not like I'm on Perik Shutman, the next Perik. So I'm usher and you like a chayrim, which is a form of it, isser. And mother is usher, so the mother is usher that benefit from the mother, but not the other way around. Masha b'mader loy, the mother is allowed to benefit from the mother. Why? How about the misnishnayim asurim umishum gzeira? We should say the same way the mutter can't benefit from the mutter. The mutter can't benefit from the mutter because if you allow to go one way, they might go the other way. And you should answer it. Okay. V'yeshtar min alav kushahi. It's not a question. The chigazrinan hacha, the gzeira over here was hani mili, b'hani b'luchud. It's an inib amasnisit. Lending, borrowing, purchasing, that's where this gzera makes sense. That's where the chazal made the gzera. The mashal l'inchi, the litzru b'mudr hanor. V'yavad l'hu mudr l'madr, osin ami l'mishko l'hu mimadr. Buying and selling to each other is not to people with something which they perceive as going under the umbrella of isser hanor. Even loans are business transactions. So, I'll lend you money, getting the money back. So people look at it like that. So there, here the gzeira is possible. Abu Hanog Gemura Kachilas Peiris Uchiyotzeba Lekel Migzer Holamotzi Tani Shnei Masur. But if you say can the mutter say Shimon? The question we hear is so we're saying Shimon cannot have benefit from Reuven. Reuven can have benefit from Shimon. So Shimon wants to eat Reuven's peiris. He can't eat it. So he said, well, if you let Reuven eat Shimon's peiris, they might make it. Then nobody's going to confuse the two. Reuven is not also about Hanan. Shimon is. Shimon can't eat Reuven's peiris. Reuven could eat Shimon's peiris. They're not going to confuse the two. These cases of buying and selling, they might confuse. Said Hanami, in that Mishnah in Iran, what comes to buying and selling would be Osir, but the Mishnah can't say that Reuven is Osir from Shimon because it's referring to all the Suri Hanon. That's not true. Many parts of benefit Reuven can have from Shimon. They never didn't say it over there. Is that the Mishnah? Amar loy hashileni paroscha. Shimon said to Reuven, "Lend me your poro. So I want to take your poro. I want to use it for plowing." Amar loy in a panuya. So Reuven said back, "It's not available." Amar. So Shimon said, "Karnim sodai shani charish ba loylam." I'm never going to use that pora of yours. He took it that Reuven was just giving him an excuse. He said, "You know what? Fine. I'm never going to use your pora to plow my fields." Okay. Im hoye darker lachrish, who asur b'chol adam mutzarim. B'mein darker lachrish, who b'chol adam asurim. So if he normally does it himself, so he meant that he will not plow with this animal. But if he, where somebody else could take that animal and plow Shimon's field, because he didn't ask the animal from plowing his field, he asked himself from plowing with that animal. But it was Eindark Alachrish, if he normally didn't go to the other field to be Harish, when he said, I'm not going to use that animal for Harisha, he didn't mean I personally am going to do the act of Harisha. He meant, I will not allow that animal to do Harisha in my field. So nobody could do that Harisha in that field. Okay. End of case. New case. So we discussed this before. So Shimon cannot have benefit from Reuven. Shimon doesn't have what to eat. So Reuven can go. Reuven can go to the storekeeper. And Reuven can tell the storekeeper the following: Ish Plani is murder mimeni hanor. He changes the girsu. Yeah. Shimon is a mother from Hanoah for me. Many of them I ask that, I don't know what to do. He doesn't have food, I don't know what to do. She didn't tell him to give the food because then he'd make him a shliach. He just said, I don't know what to do.
Tell him the situation.
The storekeeper copped what he was trying to tell. So who knows in law, you bobbin at him, is that? So the storekeeper gives to Shimon and then goes back to Reuven and gets reimbursed. Shimon needed the house to be built. Gidra Ligdor, a fence to be built. Sudeo Ligzer, a field to be reaped, to be harvested. He doesn't have any money to pay the workers. So Reuben can go to the workers. Each plenty mother goes to the workers and says, listen, you know, Shimon can't have any benefit from me. I don't know what to do. And they got what he wants. So the workers will work with Shimon and then go get paid by Reuven. They're walking together and Shimon doesn't have what to eat. Reuven could give food that he has to a third party as a present. And then Shimon can eat it. If there's nobody else with them, so Reuven can be mafker them. And now Shimon can come and eat them. If Yossi answers that case, making it hefker doesn't make it mutter for Shimon to take it.
That would be a quick answer for a lot of things. To say, it's Efka.
Well, you see, even the Chachamim didn't, you know, use it as a last resort.
Yeah.
We'll see why in the Gemara. So at the round. Kaidim Sada Shani Kharish Baladam. Sharl Armur Kach Lakhaber, the person who wanted to borrow it, said back to the owner of the para, I'll never use your para for my field. He was angry that Reuben had refused to lend it to him. So he said, fine, so I'm making an issur that I'll never use your para in my field. If Shimon normally would plow the field himself, so when he made this lashon, he meant to say he's usher to do it, but he didn't mean that nobody else could use it. So who usher b'chol adam mutar? Since he normally plows, he means he won't plow with this animal, but somebody else can use that animal to plow. But remain darker lachrish. Normally Shimon does not plow the field himself. When he says, I will not plow with your animal, he meant, I will not allow your animal to plow my field, whoever's going to do it. He didn't mean to say that he will do the act of plowing, because he doesn't normally plow. He means he will not benefit from the plowing of his field with his animal. He and all people doing charisha for him would be asur, because otherwise he's benefiting from the plowing of the parah. Okay. So Shimon is mutar not from Reuven. Reuven goes to the Chedvani. Halach hits the Chedvani, Rogel Etzlo. So Rogel Etzlo means that that Reuven uses regularly. The Albagav the Rogel Etzlo Umakifoi told her. So Reuven the assumption is that he uses a storekeeper regularly, means he takes it on credit and he pays later. That's part of the arrangement. So anytime something is taken on credit, that's the arrangement he has with the storekeeper. So now when the storekeeper takes out and gives to Shimon, that's basically giving something Reuven on credit, which theoretically should be Yasser. We don't say that Shimon, that the storekeeper is doing the shlichus of Reuven. So, but if, even more simple, Reuven declares, listen, you know, Shimon is more than enough for me, I don't know what to do. So, if somebody decides to take care of Shimon, don't worry, it'll be good. Shari, Kedisa, Perakamad. Elomer calls on him and says, Shari, Kedisa, Perakamad. The Morse is over there. There's no shlichas at all. He didn't say to do it. He just said, somebody does it. I'll make sure he's okay. So, it's not shlichas. He didn't appoint anybody. He didn't ask anybody to do it. So, somebody does it. He's doing it on his own volition. And then he goes back to Reuven and gets the money back.
Yeah, he is.
More in Perakamad. Perakamad is in Ksubas. We had it in Ksubas. So that's mutter. So the more I learned, that's not called shlichus. Fine. What about the name is that? So he goes back to Reuven and gets reimbursed from Reuven. In Ratzakomer. Now. He's allowed to go back to get reimbursed from Reuven. But the Ron's going to point out, he cannot force Reuven to pay him. He's allowed to get reimbursed from Reuven, and Reuven's willing to pay. That's mutter. I might have thought it's also. But that he can force Reuven to pay, he didn't tell him what to do. So, even though he caught Reuven's drift, he has no halakhically enforceable rights of Reuven's money. Well, so if the Kiddush is that only Reuven can just reimburse him if he wants to, what's the Kiddush?
I wonder if he had done it before, what it would have mattered. If he had reimbursed him once before, now he came back and said, well, you did it before.
It doesn't make a difference. You mean in regards to the enforcing an abesdin?
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't make a difference. Because it's all based on the original statement. His statement was,
you chose to do it.
Shimon is mutter anu. I don't know what to do. I didn't tell you what to do. So how? You owe me money, but I don't need money. I didn't tell you what to do. You said you're wrong to do it. So if I want to pay, I'll pay. Now the Saran says, what's the Kiddush? Even though Reuven does reimburse it with a tayo b'hachi, and that's what they both planned, but la shichuzika of it, it's not considered shlichus. The loy havi shlich ele ba'omer kolo shemeh kerli yazin kedisa b'mader. In other words, even if the person does not designate who should be the shliach, but if he says a language of command, says whoever hears me should feed. Okay, I'm telling you to do it. I mean, it's your choice to accept the command, but when you do it, you're doing it based on my command. So now that's us. Then that's shlichus. Fine. So, but since over here he didn't say that, he just said Moaz. So that's not, there's no shlichus, there's no iser. The Ron says, don't say the pshat is the chiktoni above and not to mizem midina kamar, that he goes back to Reuben and he can force him halachically to pay him. Because if that would be true, the chimekayv leshlume, if Reuben would have to reimburse the storekeeper, alma shichusikov, it means he's working for Reuben. Therefore, mahani leba also, that's going to be also to do. So now, what's the kiddush of that case? It's the same case as the case of the chamoni. He needs food. He needs a house. He needs a wall. Whatever. It's all the same thing. Lo zu afsu ketani. Bereish hashmin under the tzarich mezonos shori. So mezonos chazal remata for mezonos. Mezonos is like you can't live without mezonos. So I think maybe it's only special had to wear mezonos. So if a kashon the afilo the tzarich binyan beisoy hitiri even for that. And even for harvesting the field, even that's mutter. That's lachem shum matana. Basa hachi loy mishani minei elamim mekalva matana. So once he gives it, Reuben gives it to a third party, to Beryl, so it belongs to Beryl. So Shimon is benefiting from Beryl, not from Reuben. But at the baichol, the lami today can be sani lami have care. If there's nobody else, he's mafker it. And once he's mafker, Shimon is not benefiting from Reuben; he's benefiting from Hefker. Rishi Yosef, Gemara Mefarish time. Okay, let's just start the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So what's Pshat Rabbi Yosi? Sweet, please be quiet. Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Rabbi Yosi. So why is Rabbi Yosi say Tosser? It's Hefker. Ksara Hefker Kimatana. Rabbi Yosi and the Chabim disagree with the understanding of Hefker. So how does Hefker work? I own an item and I say it's not mine anymore. I understand the din of Mechira. I sell something. So it leaves my rishus, goes to somebody else's rishus. But how do you take away ownership in halacha? How does it work? Now, part of ownership is that I have a right to withhold it from usage from anybody else. I could say I don't mind that you should use it. So I don't mind if you take it. So it's my item, which you can take. So Hefker is allowing you to take it, but it's mine until you take it. I understand that. So I have the power. So Rishi says, all Hefker is a rishus for anybody to take it. But when you're taking it from me, it's mine. So it's usur. The Chacham said, no, Hefker is, I have a way to destroy violence. Rishi says, I don't know what that means. How do you destroy violence? You own it, you own it. You have a right to allow anybody to take it. So Hefker is, come on, Mamatana, Ad Asir Mirishus, Noisil Mirishus Makabo. Av Hefker, Ad Asir Mirishus Leicha. Hefker is a form of a matana. I am allowing it to anybody in the world to take it from me. Fine. Till they take it from me, it's mine.
It's sort of like shared ownership. They're sharing the ownership, basically.
What do you mean?
You have more than one person. Hefker is shared ownership. In other words, you make something Hefker. You also have a right to it, right? Just like everyone else now, but you also, you gave.
Well, it's not an ownership. Right now, it's a non-ownership. It doesn't belong to everybody in the world. It belongs to nobody in the world. Anybody in the world has the right to take it. That's normal how you understand Hefker. It's not a shared ownership. It's a non-ownership.
How about, use the word use. You have something you want to use that someone wants to use. You make it Hefker. You can use it also.
Right.
It's as much yours as now as everyone else's. So you're sharing, you're really sharing it.
If it's shared, then we each have some of it.
We all have a right to use it.
If it's shared, we each have some undifferentiated ownership in it. And if I use it up, then I've taken from you. Because you no longer have something to
consume. You can see you're saying it's consumed.
It's consumed.
Yeah. Okay. Normally, theoretically, the reason why I can't use items, anybody's items, is because ownership precludes usage. But as someone is ownerless, there's nothing precluding usage. I don't have to own it. I don't have to own something to have a right to use it. As long as it doesn't belong to anybody, you have a right to use it just as much as anybody else. But that right, the right didn't come from ownership. It came from a lack of...
Ownerless. It becomes ownerless.
If it's ownerless, there's nothing precluding usage. The only reason why I can't use somebody's item is because there's an ownership which is preventing it. If there's no ownership, there's nothing preventing me from using it, but it doesn't mean I have an ownership in it. So Rabbi Yossi comes along and says a fascinating idea. Okay.
It's considered technically owned by the original Bible until someone takes.
Correct. So I'll give you an afdamino. Let's say he wants to retract his hefker. Rashi says, hefker, all what hefker was a permission. I took away my permission, so it's mine, so I don't need a new kenyan. Because of the chomim, I made it hefker, I lost ownership. I want to retrieve it. I can retrieve it, but I have to be kind of it. Meanwhile, it's ownerless. Because of the rest, it's not ownerless.
Right. So if someone breaks it, that's considered a type of kenyan?
Well, it'll be the same thing, as long as he said, I'm giving permission to anybody to do whatever they want with it. So, you know, if he wants to break it, let him break it.
So when Rabbi Yossi breaks it, are there things that are not owned?
Are there things which are not owned? So, yeah, theoretically.
So Rashuta Rabin, for instance, is not owned.
Correct. We'll see later on. We'll get to that a little bit. Is that call everybody has a right to it? So if I say I'm not going to benefit from anybody in the city, can I use the public well? We'll talk about it later on.
Okay.
Okay, let's hold it here.